Yes, absolutely. Two of them. But the first one is Chaim of Bracha, Os Kuf Sikot and Pehe. Welcome, everybody. We're not helping me any nachas. Welcome. Open up to the Taz Simon Tef Bey Sikot and Pehe. That's where we left off on Friday. Tav Beis Sikot and Pehe in the Taz. Still welcoming someone. Let's see. Zoom. What happened? Again, help me out. You just. Why did I just sign in? I don't know. It's all my regular stuff. Can I help you with this?
It's also religious setting. It shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. You want to imagine touch. Thank you. You have to tell, show me later what you did if I want to bother you next time. Okay, everybody. Hello, everybody. Shavuot Tov. Simon Tov Bey Sivkot Nei and the Taz. So we left off on Friday. I believe that the Taz confirms what I said, although he disagrees with certain salient points. Let's read together. Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Tov Bey Siv Zayin, HaShomer Shmuel Krover B'Shabbos, HaShabbos Olo Yomecha B'Lelocha Korea, Bav Leyom Shishi Shvi Laveres. What does it say? That counts as day one? Says the Taz. Kutur kosav achazav rabbeinu yechiel kosav she'ein Shabbos olo v'tchilas haminyan aliyaskel nimnos b'yom rishon v'habi le'yom Shabbos shvi la'velus v'nobo drom v'shebetzin v'mitzah sayon. Okay? So it's a machlokes. If there's a shmur, this could really happen. This can happen. He heard. In our world, it doesn't happen anymore because we can't have any heard that somebody died on Shabbos. You hear that somebody was buried. You hear about it on Shabbos. That almost doesn't exist in our world. But for Luyot, it happened. One more time. He died Motzei Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. They buried him on Motzei Shabbos. And they send you they do the courtesy of sending you a message on your answering machine that you know your father was died and was buried already. Okay, that's an interesting case. great piece of Shabbos news. What do we say every day every Shabbos? Votiens. Torah v'anach ha'byom v'chosein. They're doing you a favor. They're trying to save you a day of Shiva. So the person died on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. He was buried in Motzei Shabbos. Right? Motzei Shabbos is buried at, midnight. 1 a.m, and it's still 6 o'clock in the afternoon here in the summertime. He gets a phone, a message. He knew his father was sick. It wasn't a shock. Daddy was sick before Shabbos. He knew he was going to survive the Shabbos. He's worried. They tell him, done already. He died. He was buried. What's it then? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, counts as day one. Rabbi Yechiel disagrees. Kosta Beis Yosef, could there be shown? When the Kong of Ebesik, Dibri Rabbi Yechiel, Lulam Ben Mimenu, Lulam Ben Mimenu, Shemes B'Echad B'Shabbos, which is very common, Tav Yom Shvi B'Shabbos, and then go Yisrael to draw and shabbat zinah and the mitzvah sayom. That of B'Shachris when it's a chama. Kemosh Kosov Rabbi Rebbe Yechiel coming in his place B'Shachris. The mezelah mitzvah choli golem. I told you, last week in my case, my father's a chrono of Rocha. The shiva ended on Shabbos. And we only kept the beginning. Day or night's a question. That's what we spoke about that on Friday. So we pass on halacha, you keep the day, the night does not suffice. Fine. Then the hachshas are min abisim and shin tzadiyes sif alam inyan mitzvah sayom kikulo shayom shvi the toli davka dom dom anachem yetzlo to before she gemara vachi yisla lehed quotes the gemara you test in the base lo saiki ben etzach hamak lo yom shlosha so therefore what? So on Shabbos and dom anachem so it should be all day Should be all day. Rabosai, hear what's going on? It should be all day. Holav kushi kla. Here's my yisod. To bechol inyan she'amlo miktsasa b'kulo, haino she'olso miktsas tzorach b'yos bo, me'olso inyan she'chayav b'shayam b'kulo. Dahaino. B'mok, b'shut toli ha'vel, b'kul ma'asei, what I call kiyumim, could go on me and shiva, and I told you last week, should tzorach lasos b'maisa b'chalitza sandals, kivus ha'mita b'chayotze b'hem. B'zeh ha'mina, the tzorach b'osa miktsas shal yom ha'shvi, lasos b'maisa ha'chiyav olav, b'losagi b'shayav y'altas. That's Shiva. Because Shiva has kiyumim, as I told you. Masha enkein. Then din shloshim. She'en alav chiyah b'kum v'asei rak she'en. V'atas, I call that Isurim. He says, Dine Easter gives with his forest. But it's a sagim and it's a chama. Kevin din noah, l'kvar noah, Yisur b'she'en v'atasei. Dai b'kach, meyredik. This is mamish my vort. The ferish in the tas. Mishabachi b'shamash vur v'chokah, shenu heges shoach as hainu nami b'kum asei, shetor alasas maise davka, ken shetor alasas b'shvur karova shiva yomim, ken yasib v'chokah osa shoh, kmo shakosa b'sid beid b'sim en zeh. Mishabachi k'shachayam shri, shol shiva yomim b'shaps, sagi b'mitzas afagav ein osa maise b'yosa mitzas. Why? To gabi yom haShabbos kulo liyaser ma'isan diker and all of the minyan mishum denagavu adav mishum betzina uves the sagim and mitzvahs mimenu v'habi ki yom haShloshim mamish zuchanu keneru libaru mayridik. Isn't it great? He's saying at the seventh day of Shiva, which is Shabbos, like Shloshim, was atzad haShabbos shebehem no kiyum only yisurim, and therefore you don't have to have a midas haMenachem to undo the Shiva. Follow what I'm saying? This is a passment against those who say that you have to keep the whole day of Shabbos. Who's that? The Shver. Shver. You know, the Taz always talks about the Shver. Shereis is the Lord of the Chamija. Sherot Salacha the Arava when Yechil the Loma the Larmina makes Yom Shabbos Yom Shvi makes Kula. But to lesser, but also other liquids, but Torah, Achim, the Mincha. There's a minute that you may not even know about. But when someone gets out of Avelis, any level of Avelis, Shiv, Shlosh, Yubis Kodesh, he gets another. Have you heard that meaning before? You heard of it. So what about is that seventh day of Shabbos? The three opinions. You get Aliyah Shachos, get Aliyah Mincha, and don't Aliyah at all. The Bach says you can't get Aliyah at all because there's no Bixim Kakula on Shabbos. That's what he says. He says, you can't do it. You can't get Aliyah Mincha. If you follow the Taz, you'll get Aliyah Mincha. I'm skipping a number of lines, but I don't want to get into the funny meaning of the Moti. Shiva the eighth day, believe it or not. Okay? Afilu Shachris, Yesh Hetta, the cross of the Torah. Why? He says, well, some of the day passed already. The sun rose. Ella came in the Bechol, Mamtin, Arachar, Tfilu Shal Shachris, Gam Beshabbos, Yasekein. The Minucha Yesh Hetta, Gam, the cross of the Torah, Ben Olof, Ten Shvi, the Gami, Kedas, Ben Yechir, Ben Cholag, Olof, Zen, and the Shver is wrong. The kids are there, three men hug. Mikro Dini says you can do it in Shachris, because Mitzvah Kukulo and Benetz, same as Shloshim. Amenig is, you give it to Mincha. That's what happened when I was, in my case. And the Shver holds even Mincha's also. But the Yisrael Adam is Mikro, is Mikro, what I told you, thought I was from the outer space, to the Furish of Taz. That Shiva is Kiyumim, and Shloshim was only Yisurim. He said it the Furish, black and white. Okay, just keep that in mind. We'll come back to these things perhaps a little bit later. Karabas, are you with me so far? So far, so good. Now, let's go on. The Ramban brings a raya from Rav Yossi of Sofer. Did anybody look up the Tosfos that I asked to look up? No. Okay, I'm not faulting you. I didn't tell you what it says. I have a Gemara of Sofer somewhere here. The Ramban is trying to bring a raya. It's true, it's already Rashi. Rashi said it. Pei Aleph and Bet Aleph. The Sech of Sech. It's Machlokas, a very important, critical Machlokas, or Bosai, a level of Doraisa. The Shvi, the seventh day of a counting a Zava. So we pass the Mikvah Yom Kukulo, and you can be Doraisa, go to the Mikvah by day in the morning. What happened? Khalila went in the morning, and she was with her husband, and in the afternoon she says it appeared again. We passed an halacha, oy, 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 it's a fee of courage, it's a disaster. But Rabbi Yossi says no. On the level of Daraisa, no, not at all. At the time she was Torah, now she's Tumah, it's a new Tumah. It's a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. It's found in Pesachim's Apeya Alf, which I did not ask you to look up, but if you look up Nazir, Tetzvav, which I asked you to see, there it is. Okay. Oh, here we have Tosis. Thank you so much. I see how much you did it. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you sent me today, much. I have a chance to look at. So the question, according to Rabbi Yossi, how do you ever have a Zavah Gadolah 3 days in a row? How's it going to happen? Right? Every time she sees Sunday, Monday, Tuesday morning. So what? There's no connection. Because Sunday, day is cut off. So Monday starts a new day. So what's going to happen? So Inami Goshiros, Shnei Yom Ben Ashmoshes. With Lo Mashani, Buro, Belelos, Mash with the Sphiris Lila, have your Sphiris, the Chimpish Bekutras. Oh, right to the Ramban. Koshal Rivo, it says in the Gila Daf Chof, Ken Shomeres Yom, Kenegad Yom, Lo Tipol, Atanei Tzachama, Umasa the Gemara Kamashman came in the boy Shima Shima Biyamahu. So indeed the Daf Ayin Beis the Shavu the Raw Tokyo Daf Yom Tov the Era Vishimsha Shima Tama Mishka Vemosha Vechayav and Vekarben. It's not a joke. There's one someone in my shul who remarried. His first wife was on second wife was an Almana. He's married to a Muslim of another yeshiva who shall not identify. And apparently discussing with Hilchos Taharas Mishpacha, he finds out that this woman, her whole married life with her first husband, was doing kikusoi. Those are Hilchos Nidre. She counted the day of Hilchos Taharas, the first day of Shemini Nikim. Oh. And she always went to the mikvah one day too early. Gevald. But she went at night. Oh, Baruch Hashem. No Baruch Hashem. Because she went the night, the seventh night, the Chayav Koris. Luckily, she was never Chayav Koris, this woman, nor her husband, her late husband. Because this woman's still alive, her late husband, because the weedy Shiva Nakim only is a chumma de Ramzei. But if Khalilah was ever a real din, it would be a big problem. You can't go to the mikvah the seventh night, that's at the level of the Raisa. So how can it be? Yesh Loma. The Vada Sphere is by the law of his sphere. And they prove from two Gemaras, the Gila and Nida. Nu, when the Kormago no Motzil, the Ukri, the Roa, the Lelos, Meshum, the Kame and the Son of Rabbi Yosef, Mixus Hayon, this Shishaf and Meshvi. Have a kikulo, and what happens later on is irrelevant. It's starting from fresh. Who adin amazing? Imposter bechatziyom sheyala lo shimu sof anisha. Yala shimu sof anisha. At the same age as if she's clean at the beginning of the day and she goes to the mikvah. What happens later on is a whole new start. So too, if she saw in the middle of the day, the remainder of that day counts. We probably have to wait until the next day. The kids, it's a technical answer. I can't go too much now into these halachas of Zilb. Kais is knocked off the kash, the raya of the Ramban, although Rashi seems to be in agreement with the Ramban over here, as Tosfos himself points out. Fine. It's not the topic of today's shiur in detail, just to give you a little bit of an overview. But the fact is a connection that Abishon Avelis connects to Yossi and Zavo, that's not the Ramban's tip of his imagination. It's a Mefurashi Gemara in Nazir. Mefurashi Gemara in Nazir. That's one of my answers to see. The Gemara in Nazir quotes both. Now, you know, Rabbos, is a trick. Whenever you want to know where Gemara is quoted, just look on the Mesorah Sashas. When you come to the Machlokas, you can have a show on the Chachamim, which is found many times, and we have to discuss it today. That's today's topic. Mitzvah Sayyot Kukulo. It's found many times. Halacha Kabashol. So you test some base. That's where we're holding. You test some base. It's also found in your Zion of the base. We'll get to that a little bit later. You test some base. Look on the show. It says to look over here. 1 second. Gimel. Look back on your Zion. On the Aleph. 1 second. You're in the right place. Your Zion of an Aleph. Is that where it's found the first time? This din, Abishol. Let's see if I have it right. I can't even find the Mesorah I'm looking for. But in one of the Mesorahs on Shasin over here, where he quotes Abishol, Avishol started again in a number of places. It says, look at Pesachim Davdal, and that's where it's in this one. I don't know why he did Pesachim. Just had Pesachim in front of me a second ago. Put it away. Oh, here it is. But I'm just trying to show you that you don't have to open the Gemara Nozer to find out that it's true. It's taking me longer than I can to look up Nozer. Mixam Kukula. Okay, Pesachim Davdalin. Nozer does over the base. Okay? Nozer does over the base. And the Sukkah does over the base. It's saying exactly what we just said. That's the whole Sukkah Mixam Kukula. So it's found, Abishol is found over there. And the Sukkah of Sphere is found over there. Oh, thank you. What does it say over there? Take a look. That's really one of Nozer says thank you. Nozer says Vavim and Beis. Abishalom, that's how it starts. Right? Abishalom, like Hashem, she mitzvah shloshim, but the Matel Seher Shiva. And mitzvah shiva, Matel Seher Shloshim. By time of Abishalom, it's the same as the morning in the New Testament Beis, word for word. Mamish, word for word. Why I didn't find it? Oh, here, yeah, Taka says it. The Mesorah Seher Shas, the top line. I'm looking all over the place. Those who left above. I wasted a minute of your time, I'm sorry. But the Mesorah Seher Shas at the top. Okay, my time without a show. What does he say? Mikhtas Ayom Kulo. Right? No. The Kusava Shil Lakan Lakan. Dil Matala Omar Shol, El Bavel Zayan Dima Bona. Avanoza Dorais Alo. El Radam Rav Yossi, Netanya. Rav Yossi Omer, Shomer Sinem Gnegan Yom. Ach Kach Rosa, Eno Cheles, Upatur Mas Pesach Sheni. Why? It's Yom Kukulo. Yeah? Because the Shabbat Mikan Labo Matame. Back to the whole Sukkah Sagamari. You see, Klonis, I can't go into all the details now. The Rambam wasn't dreaming. From a foolish Gemara Nozer, then you get Abishol and you cut your testament base. And the Sukkah of counting when it comes to a Zava, etc., etc. So the Rambam's fundamental Nakuda is born out of a foolish Gemara on that Yud and Nozer, that testament base. The Fevish. Oh. When the Rambam said, Kuan the Rabban against Rav Yossi, you know it's a mix of Sayyam Kukulo, because even if you see the Sof Hayom with Soser, and Yichai of Kores, how can that be? Rabbeinu Shalala. Everyone agrees that a Zava can go to the mikveh in the seventh day in the morning, with the Rasa. How can it be that the Rabbeinu deny mix of Kukulo? It's an impossibility. The whole world agrees in the Furush of Mishnah that a Zava goes to the mikveh the seventh day in the morning. How can any time in the whole wide world say, deny Mixes Ayom Kukulo? So my Rebbe dealt with this, printed in Shiurei HaRav. I'm going to put Shiurei HaRav on the screen. Feel free to do so. Page Nunvav. Tzorach Ian, the Rebbe asks. Am I in the Mixes Alayla Kukulo Yom Nahakina Desova? Shiros of the Shvi Shiva, Enos of Seth Minyon of the Mafreya. The near Levar, Sharamban, Haven, Shanech, Rav Yosef, and Chachamim, together the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. Everyone knows the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. You can't deny it. And it's quoted in the bottom. Rav Shech, the Shlita, quotes this as Ivik Ve'atzon, B'Shem Rabbein. So what are they fighting about? The Rav Yosef Savar, thank you, the third line, Rav Yosef Savar, should be the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, Nechlak Etzen Ayom Lishnayim. The day is cut in half. Mem Lamed Aleph Suf. Who knows where that word is found in Chumash? In a few places. In Parashas Tazria, the Blos of Torah. You have to have it by Nozir. A few places. My Rebbe, the Litvak, would pronounce it Malais. So remember, I have to. Chayon Alon the Moshe Rabbah. The Malais. We in America call it Malos. Okay. We read the Torah. We say Malos. Okay. Yeah. So therefore, Mistabesh Hagam Sof Hayom Tzorach Yos Naki Below Dan. Hol Ve'Ela Yom Acher Right. But everyone's going to agree that you go to the mikveh in the morning. Because everyone agrees with Yom Kippur. The fighting is what? You split the day in half or not? So with the Rashi of mikveh in the morning, she wants to play Russian roulette, be with her husband, and hope she won't see again. If she wins the bet, she's not over any Yisurim at all with the Rashi. She loses the bet, of course. It's not worthwhile taking a chance. Okay, but that everyone needs Yom Kippur. Oh. So the Ramban says, by Zava, we pass a Chachamim, that she's so serious, not by Freya. She sees Shvi after she Tavla. And you know, it's mixed with a lot of Chalayom. But Yobo's not that way. We pass with Megal Ba'obel, pass the Chabashol, Yom Shvi, and Ogil, Kan, and Lakan. Like if Yosi and Zava, so two things emerge. Number one, the day is split in half. So if you, Erev Yontif is day seven. So the second half of the day is called already Shloshim, and Yontif knocks it off. That's our Mefurash Gemara. And with Mela, Mitzvah Salat also works. That's the lumpness in the Ramban, Rabbosai, page Nunvav, in the Rebbe Sefer. Okay? Beautiful. Mamash Gavaldik, Meridik, Meridik, Meridik. Slow. Slow. Now, the problem is, what the Rabban and the Rabbi Shaul hold? If anyone knows what Rabbi Shaul holds, what the Rabban hold? So, according to my Rebbe, if you just take the Rebbe at face value, They agree, mixes in Pekulo, it's a Mishnah Mefresh when it comes to a Zavah, she can be told the day. They deny split of the day in half. It's against the Mefurash Gemara. Our Gemara, Yud Tes and Beis. Look at the Gemara. It's a Pela Otsu Mamish. The Chor has no answer to this question. The Chor, I'm saying it for a reason, I have an answer. But the Chor has no answer to this question. What's the Gemara saying? Yud Tes and Beis. Look at the next Gemara. Zokte heli gemara, halokh ka bishol, u modem chachamim li ha bishol, shachar shmini shalo, li os b'shabes erev aregel, shemudu legaleach b'erev shabes, which is itself a pella. Isn't it a pella? Chachamim are the ones who deny mitzvah kukula. All of a sudden, they're soft. Rachmanis, the Rachmanis award over here. What's the case? The eighth day is Shabbos. Had the eighth day not been Shabbos, what would you do? You'd shave the eighth day because Yontif knocks off the Shlosh. He can't do it. He does it. He of the rice of the Shabbos. Shave him. You don't want to recommend that. So never, the poor guy can't shave on the eighth day. I would have said, according to the Chachamim, too bad. Yontif cannot knock off the Shlosh. So I would have said, no, the modem. Why the modem of the Sisu? So, why only Abba Shaul? According to my Rebbe's pshat, the Chacham of Abba Shaul have to agree the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, the Mishnah Mefureshes, that indeed a Zavah goes to the mikveh by day. All they disagree with is you don't split the day in half. No, so you don't split it in half. So the Menachem get up on the seventh day in the morning, should be able to go out and take a shower because he won't start the Shloshim then. So what? It's not Shiva anymore. It's the equivalent of going to the mikveh the first day of the seventh day, which does work with the rice. Everyone follow the kasha? It's a bombshell kasha. I repeat, I have to assume the Rebbe's right. I always assume the Rebbe's right. You don't assume your Rebbe's right because I'm only me. But the Rav, if you go to the door, this is always right. A beautiful pshat. It's a beautiful pshat. I got to admit that the machlokas, Chacham and Abba Shaul is only one nekuda. The only bit is up on the mikveh the seventh day. What are they fighting about? Is they split in half or not? So nafkamina, two nafkaminas. One is, can this second half of day seven count as the end of shloshim? Yontif knocks it off. Another nafkamina, if she's with her husband and she sees blood later on, is there a chiyuv or not a chiyuv? Okay. We all agree that the fundamental principle mitzvah Yom Kippur. So why is Amdu Menachem Etzel Osur if you don't like Abba Shaul? That's the kasha. I hold it's a mamash, a bombshell kasha. No. Anyone in the Zoom have a teretz? In the Zoomers? Let me tell you my teretz. It's based on a new pshat in Gemara. Hilchos Smochos L'Maran. Courtesy of the goddess of Marvin Shapiro Shlipi. Simen Chafhei. A whole Mupshat, which is a quite a remarkable interpretation. Look at this. I'm reading the word, you get it on the screen. So put it on if you have it. It's Simen Chafhei. I'm not sure if you have the same, if you have the same page as me. It's page Mem Beis in my edition, which is, came out Tov Shel Lamed Vav. Listen to this. Unbelievable. Look what he says. Remember that Gemara we saw? Not Gzeris. That's when we started the sukkah, the first Gemara. Gzeris meant only if you did take a shake. You don't have to take a shake. Okay, fine. Yamim. Good. Keman Azla Hod Amarav Amarav. Oh, but came and showed them in Achim Yetzel, but the Bechitza Miyad, Keman Kabashom. What does that mean? The whole world learned it means every single level on the seventh day of Shiva. Kosar Rabbeinu Avan, the Ravan, Zal, this man, Amidus, Benachim Me'etzlo. There you go. Page Mem Beis. Page Mem Beis. There you go. Right there, halfway down. Rabbeinu Avan, you're there. The last one of the word is Avan, Zal. Better off on Zoom than on this other one. I'm reading it to you. Thank you for making it bigger. I'm reading it from the book. This man, Amidas Menachem Be'etzlo, Hanuk She'espalim Ha'ovel Mincha Kvar, Ve'oz Yochol Lirchot Bechamin Olahachot Begodin, Avalo Meguhot Zegzeret Shlosh Lo Bokim. What? A whole new pshat. It's Erev Yontif, the Davin Mincha. Mincha. The whole world learns it's Shabbos of the seventh day. No, it's Mincha of Erev Yontif. Which day? Not the seventh day, the second, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth. We know Yontif knocks off the Shiva, any one of the first 7 days. The Davin Mincha together. The minute Mincha is over, you can already now do whatever an oval of Shiva is not allowed to do. A whole loop shot. There's a little hint to it, this shot. I asked you to look at it just to see the hint. In the Hagos Ashri and Simen Chavah. You can never figure it out on your own. Impossible. You can't figure it out on your own. Rabbeinu Avan, cause of Ada Erev, Ad Acha Tfilis Mincha, the Omdu Menachem Leyetzla, the Shalom Avilosa. You wouldn't know what he's talking about as you saw in the Hikas Smachas the Maharami Wittenberg. That's Pshat Nis Gemara. You look at this, you want to tear your hair out. Mincha. Who's talking about Mincha? On the Menachem Etzim is Shabbos on the seventh day. What's he talking about Mincha for? The answer is, he's talking about Erev Yontif. And what's so special about Erev Yontif? Erev Yontif is the last day, forgive my pronunciation, of the Malais. The last day of the fulfillment of Shiva. Right? Because Yontif is going to knock it off. A new day, a remarkable day. The last day, it's cut off in the middle. And now, the truth is, you know, we're so used to Rashi and everybody else. The Ramban itself works out better in the Sukkah and Gemara. Just read the Gemara. Our eyes are blind. We're so used to Rashi. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Modem Racham Labashom, Bishachal Shmini Shalol Yos Bishabas Erev Oregel. Toman Erev Oregel, Shemutulagalech Bishabas, Kemanaza, Kabashom. What's the Hemshach Gemara, Rabosa? The Hemshach Gemara is Gevaldik. We're told by Mitzim Kekulo in Erev Yontif. They're Erev Yontif. Right? They left me a Kasha. They're talking about the seventh day. Here we're talking about the fourth day. No! It's not even in seven. It's not even in 30. The last day. My Rebbe asked me to save him. I have a great idea. I want to become a Reformed Jew. It's very easy to become a Reformed Jew. I'm just saying, just to wake you up. I'll be a big show of the Shabbos. Number one, I'll walk the Ramban. This is the Lala Kekula. So every Shabbos, I keep 1 minute of Shabbos, Friday night, and I can do whatever I want. My Rebbe, it's printed in the Rebbe Sefer. That's ridiculous. Only by a Malais. Shabbos is not a Malais. And then we have to keep the whole Shabbos. They talk about half Shabbos, people texting, half Shabbos. You can't have a big show of Kekula by Shabbos. Everyone understands that very well. Okay? That's the Vart. That's the Vart. The second din, that it's kind of the Khan, Right? That's the last day, the second half of the last day since the beginning of Shloshim. Whether it be 7 or it could be 4, if it's going to end on that single day. So what does it mean? Modim chacham la b'shol b'yom Shloshim to mix us yom kula. That's a mefurish Gemara, right? We just read it, the very next Gemara, Amar Abaye. Why should that be so? Why should that be so? On the seventh day, the machlokes is ola lekana lekana not. But on Yom Shloshim, there is no avelas afterwards. So mixes yom kula achieves what? That you stop the avelas of Shloshim in the emza of day 30. Rabbanan agree. And so too they agree on the seventh day. That once it gets to the morning, however you define it, Benachim, etc., the night of the Rabban, the Nehugim stop. And the one who holds that we don't pass like Abishol on the seventh day, holds, you don't say the seventh day is split in half, but on the 30th day, you don't have to split in half. Rabbanan agree. This is a beautiful shot based on the Rabban, according to Rashi and everybody else. Rabbanan Abishol hold, you keep the entire day 7. That's a Pashup Shad Gemara. Rabban is the Chiddush. The entire day 7. What's the difference between the 7th and the 30th? Aha, you guessed it. Come on, guys, you guessed it. I read through the Taz before to prove my thesis. The 7th is Kiyumim, and the 30th only Isurim. As the Taz said, 7 is Kiyumim, and Minas HaMenachemim as a separate din. Rabban Abishol don't hold from that din. There's no mafsik. So therefore, Mitzvah Yom Kippur works by Shloshim and not by Shiva. Mayri Dikavar, Rosai. Hold this by sentence. It's mamish gold. Can they really? Okay. So we had two pshatim in the Gemara. We had this Chiddush Nifla of the Ravan, which is, you can really see it in that Gos Ashri, if you know what you're talking about. But I didn't expect you. I asked you to look there, but I don't know if I'm going to figure it out on its own. But if you're looking here, it explains exactly what's happening. Okay. And now Rabbi Osai, this ends part one of today's shiur. Now starts part two. Part two. The Mefurashi Gemara, Rabbi Osai, on Chavdal and Amin Aleph. Please look, Chavdal and Amin Aleph. Everyone open up to Chavdal and Amin Aleph. A person we know has to rip Kriya. After rip Kriya, we all know after rip Kriya. Everyone knows after rip Kriya. Says, Amash Shmuel, last of 8 narrow lines, Kol Kera, She'enu B'Shas Chimum, Enu Kera. That's the Yishas Chimum. Fine. We'll discuss the details as we go. Says the Gemara like this in the fifth wide line. Tanya, Ovel Kol Shiva Korah Lefonov, Ebala Hachlif Machlif Vikorea. You want to switch your garments and you rip again. Says the Gemara, no, Ki Tanya Hehi Bikvod Ovel V'Imo. Only Ovel V'Imo you have to rip again. But Shara Avelin, if you change, if that's caught in Shulchan Aruch, if an Ovel, and we don't do this because it's not our minute, an Ovel rips his shirt. You want to ask questions, Danny? Of course. Volume is off. You hear me? I don't hear you. Ah. We have my techie. 1 second. Talk again.
Could Rami just, Rami, can you
hear? I hear every word.
Could Rami just could explain again how does textually how does the Rav, what's the Rav on? I don't understand what he's saying in the Gemara.
Okay, let's go again. Okay, we're going to repeat the Ravan one more time. He doesn't need my, the Ravan is the Ravan, doesn't need me. But the Ravan said a loop shot in the Gemara that it doesn't mean Ovel on the seventh morning. He gets up when the Menachem leave him, which is a simple shot. The whole world learns that way. The whole world learns that way. It left it a bit of a problem. The Chachamim, the Abishol, they seem to deny Mikvah Yom Kippur completely in Hilchos Aveilus. Now they're going to have to say that Zava is somewhat different. They're not going to argue that with a pasuk come out with a Mishnah that a Zava goes to the Mikvah the seventh morning. It's a good tefillah. She should be patient to wait till the night. That they can't argue with. But they say, Chacham HaBashol, you have to keep the whole seventh day till Shkia. You don't pass away. Look at the Remeg Abiyavah. Okay? But the Ravan says, that's not the Pshat. Ravan says, the Pshat in the Gemara is, we're talking about Erev Yom Tov. And it's the third day, the fifth day, Erev Yontif. And Menachem means Mincha time. What does it do with the general din of the seventh day? Hatzara Shavah Shebehem, it's the last day. And the last day of Avelis, we have the principle of Mitzvah Yom Kippur. I just pointed out, according to the Ravan, look how the Hemshech HaSugi goes. The Gemara says like this, Modim Chachamim La'Bashol, Shal Shmina Shalo Be'Yosef, Shabbos Erev Arega, Shemut L'Galef Erev Shabbos. What's that doing here? That seems to be out of place. We first say, it's a machlok, the famous machlokas, we pass the Abishol or don't pass the Abishol. That's the first 10 lines of the daf. Ravina is Allah Abishol. Why? Because Allah can be a make of Yom. Fine. So far, good. That's a general din of the seventh day. What's the machlokas? The way my Rebbe explained, you split the day in half, you don't split the day in half. That's how he explained the Gemara. Fine. Umbodim Chachom Abishol. Erev Arega, who's talking about Rega now? We're talking about a plain 7 days in the middle of Tammuz. There's no Rega. So why did Gemara say after that? It's non sequitur. Command also had Amram Abel came and showed Menachem Metzel Mutter Brachit to command the show. If that's the simple shot, what's this Erev Arega doing in between? It's out of place. This Rav Amram Amarav has only to do with the previous part of the Gemara. Previous part of the Gemara had to do with the seventh day in a typical case. Or the seventh day on Erev Yontif, as the case may be. But now we're talking about Shmini Erev, which doesn't fit in at all. But if the Ravan's trial is correct, so he's talking about Mincha on Erev Yontif, we understand better how the Hemshech Gemara goes. That's all I meant to say. I can't say Rashi's wrong, Chas V'Shachim. I can say Rashi's wrong. Chalid V'Chas Rashi's wrong. Can't say Judith. Okay? Impossible to say Judith. Can't. Because Rashi says, our Rashi, I think Rashi Ksavas is the same thing. I don't think they're fighting over here. Let's see. We'll be the plain Rashi. Kevin Shom the Menachem Yatzel, Haina B'Yom Zayim, Timan Kabashol, the Omer Ola Lakan Lakan, the Choshem Nami Shmini, the Mamata Menachem Zerat Shloshim. Okay? Again, that's a Rashi learns. It doesn't seem, it's not talking about Erev Yontif, Minchatan. Kain Nirili. Okay? But Danny, don't worry about it. The Ravan's pshat doesn't need my little riot that the Hemshech is better. It's not better, it's not better. Okay? I'm suggesting that the Hemshech is better. Talk about Erev Yontif. The whole sukkah is Erev Yontif. Because the question became, what's the connection between the Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos? The answer is the last day. The last day. Okay? Fine. So if this is correct, why are Mecham Mo'ot HaBashol on the 30th day? Why? I explain to you, the seventh day, they denied it's divided in half. And therefore you cannot, Yontif cannot knock off the Shloshim, because the seventh day, it's 7 days until Shkia. Except the Nihugim stop in the morning, like the woman. The seventh day, is she going to the mikvah in the morning. But the problem is that she sees blood later in the day. You don't cut the day off in half. With the Nihugim in the morning, but the day still continues without the Nihugim, if I may use that expression. This is the opinion of this pshat in the Gemara. You can't split it in half. According to Rashi and other Rishonim, according to Rabbani, you mamash keep the whole seventh day. So why is it between day 7 and day 30? Right? We understood it because you don't split it in half. According to the Chacham HaBashol, according to Rashi, you keep simply the whole seventh day completely. So why not the whole 30th day? The answer is, the seventh day is Kiyumim and the 30th day is Yisurim. Yisurim, once you just keep the list for a minute, it's done. Kiyumim, you have to have something to break it. What breaks it? They don't hold for some Menachem. And therefore, you have to keep the whole day of day 7, but not a day 3. I've come out of 7 until now. I hope, Dani, I repeated a little bit more. A little bit, fine. Now, Chavdal and Menachem. From both sides, we're coming to the second part of today's year. With my little delay, it's not just the third of today's year, but it's okay. We have enough time to get to the main point. It says the Gemara that Chavdal and Amin Aleph as follows. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Ovel kol shiva koro lefonav in bola hachav machlif in Korea. It's only Ovel v'ima. It's quoted halachah shulchan aruch. Halachah shulchan aruch. That for father and mother, if you want to change your garment, you got to rip it again. Comes along the Maharshan, quoted in the, maybe everybody should get it on the screen. How did he get it? What does it look like?
Oh, the time of birth?
Yeah. No, just send it to Moshe. Chaim Ubracha LeMeshmer HaShalom was printed in my old, big, fat Yoredeya. When it's falling apart, I bought the new ones, I put it to shame because I can't have two sets. But this one thing I don't have. It was printed in the old ones, and the Mechon Yerushalayim, I do not believe has it. So you don't have it anymore. It's printed in a separate sefer, which Binyamin is about to send to Moshe. He's going to put it on the screen. It's in Os Kuf Sivkot Pehe. A chiddush nifla v'noah that nobody in the world keeps. Nobody in the world keeps this chiddush to the best of my knowledge. Nobody. What's the chiddush? If someone, Nebuchadnezzar, loses a parent, and the shiva is over, let's say on a Sunday, Rabbi was Monday, shiva is over on Sunday, he has to wear his ripped garment the whole day. Oh. What it says over here? Watch this. Keep going down. I can't see what I'm looking for. Can we go down further? Is there any further to go? Maybe I have a wrong number. I don't see it. The Kitzur Nimrod, it says there, if I'm not mistaken, as follows. Quotes from the Marashan. No? Maybe it's the wrong number. Maybe it's not Pehei. Okay, if you can find it, look what he quotes the Marashan. Right? Marashan was known as a tremendous maker. Marashan was the biggest maker of all in his 170 years ago. In Galicia, he passed to keep your beggar Teru on the entire day. Why? Based on the Gemara and Chalvava Mebeis. Take a look, Chalvava Mebeis. The Furush Gemara Chalvava Mebeis. Says the Gemara like this. Last narrow line. Says the Gemara, Avelis Lechud, Kriya Lechud. Avelis Lechud and Kriya Lechud. Says the Marasham, the only reason we pass the Gavishol against the Chachamim is why? Halach never make a Biyavel. That's an Avelis. So you can take a shower. Fine, no problem. But you have to wear a ripped shirt. Because Kriya Lechud and Avelis Lechud. I never saw in my life anyone to do that. Never. 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 Oh. If we are right with Apshat and the Ravan, then everyone agrees to mix his Yom Kukulo for the Hugin. You're only fighting about what he's for the day and a half. So the Masham's kasha is no kasha. Then the Hugin are over the seventh day in the morning. So you put on a very beautiful unripped shirt. But I have to confess, this beautiful pshat had run into a bit of a snag on that Tezayin and the Beis. Give a look. There's a concept called Nezifa. Nezifa, Rabosai. Nezifa. Nezifa is a very ill-defined concept. The Gemara says like this. Fourth or fifth line. No nizilusa benafshe. Plus in yom in 30 days. Yom plus in shalach le tohada, shalach le lolesi, mekara my kasava, sov my kasava, mekara sova, kasava, mixas yom kakulo, lubasov sova, no aminit pits yom kakulo. Have you found it? Did you close the marsha? Maybe I have the wrong letter.
Which son, Rabbi?
I thought I wrote down it was Os Kuf. Sif cotton pay hey, but it could be it's a typo. Look for the mark. You found the Masha? No, can't find it. Okay, we'll locate it. At some point or another, someone will locate it and find it. Where he quotes this chumah from the Masha, on the seventh day, the Ovel has to wear his ripped garment the whole day. Okay, you know what? Maybe I brought the Be'ikve Hatzon here. Maybe he has the right maramak. Hold on. Yeah, he's right. He's copied it. Give me a second. Where did I put it? Oh. No. Where did I put it? There's so many swarms here. Give me a second. I bought it from Home Special. Too many swarms. Where is it? guarantee you it's somewhere in this room. Somewhere. Oh, B'yikve Yatzon, Meshech L'Shalita quotes this kasha. Simen Lamed Ches, Sivkot Aleph. Maybe I can't remember the source one. Lamed Ches Aleph. It says over here, Os Kuf Simen Pehe. Maybe I can't remember from here, and it was a typo in the B'yikve Yatzon. Hey, b'shem agon marasham, the b'alimo, the kaimel and the imachlit the god of kolzayin korea, fibi amashvi, the yachash hifstik aviluso mikol the mixim kakulo, imachlit the god of the dancer of the kroa, the etzim the mixim kakulo told machol the b'shol v'rabonim, the pas the maker b'avil, that's only an that's a gemara b'elchul kriyah lechun, there's no halach in the b'yam maker, so back to the yochad ramal karabim, so therefore v'ra kriyah pas the chacham the b'shol. There's no mitzvah kula. Ad kan dvar. Minig ola bevada ein okein. You put on a new clean shirt after the shiva, no one rips it. You still can't find it? I'm just reading it from Rabbi Shechter's page, Reish Nun Vav. Maybe someone put out an edited edition of the B'yikve Yatzon. I have the first edition. These typos usually get unchecked forever. This is 1997. I think it's been printed again since then. Maybe someone has to look find a different. Okay, it's a typo. You keep looking, you'll find it somewhere. And you can't search it. It's not searchable. Not searchable. Okay. Rabbi Shef was never let it to Shnei Adam share him at least. And it says it. I saw it myself, but I just I got the wrong Maramaka. That's what happens. You copy a Maramaka from someone. Yeah. And so it is. There's a typo there, so I. Unless it's something between the lines I just didn't see. That's possible, but you look at it carefully. It's not there, right?
I may have the wrong document.
No, but it's not there. You know, that little paragraph. It doesn't quote my Hashem at all.
Simon Kuf. That might be the wrong Sefer.
Wrong Sefer? No, but that's the right Sefer. It's the right Sefer. I recognize the print.
Well, it doesn't work in the same Simon as you
read. Ah, maybe different Simon then. Okay, we'll have to look. Anyway, we're both sides. So that's a kasha. So according to Abshah, it's good. What about the Zifa? So I thought the Zifa doesn't prove anything. The Zifa, we know when the Zifa really is. Is it 7 days? Is it 30 days? Is it 1 day? You know what you're supposed to do really. And even if you'll say that Rebbe holds, you keep the entire day, Rabbanan da b'shol, don't hold like Rebbe. It could be three machlokes. Right? Three machlokes. There's Abishol, you cut the day in half. And then there's the Rabbanan who hold at least you have the Nehugim only part of the day, and Rabbi holds the whole day. Okay, it could be three sheets. So the Zichr B'Tzalel, which do you have Zichr B'Tzalel? Can you get that Sefer online? Look, by Rabbi Stryer Dablitsky, Zeichet Tzadik B'Kodesh Levrocha, where Dablitsky passed away last year, was a Kubul from Bnei Brak. Oh, the Sadiqi Hador Mamish. Sadiqi Hador, oh, Zichr B'Tzalel, Stryer Dablitsky, give a look. Simon Yudalit. He answers the kasha of the whole sefer is all about kriya. I can't tell what page it's on. I can't tell what page it's on, but you look for Simon Yudalit, maybe you'll find it. Sif Yudalit. I don't know how it goes over there. Oh, Sif Yudalit. See if you can see. Yeah, there it is. Chav Dalit, hold on. Keep going to the next page. Oh, slow. Nibola Haflif, and a Kore, keep going. I'm not finding what I'm looking for, but he asked this Kasha. Where she finds it for me and put it on the screen. He asked this Kasha to Marsham, and he's like this. Listen carefully, please. Whenever we say there's no Avelis, because Halacha de Remeko be Avel, I'm not finding it yet. Whenever we say halacha make up your avil, mimel is no chiyuv kriya either. The Gemara of Chovavim and Beis is a machlok of the Nuchas kriya itself. Oh, here it is. The Hachlip begotah b'likriya the Yom Zayin Achav into Simcha Kula. I need to know the came with the Bagla by the Zayin Bagla Gadir in the Machlip. Receives them a Shutmar Sham. Shapazal the Chumma Vetabo that we call him out to make Kneel Yom Zayin Lom and Simcha Kula. Shundig and Akin and Kabashol, Moy Kalitas of the Bays, make a Beavel. Chavava the Bays, you're asking. No, Kriya the Chod. Gavalt. Well, then have Kaminas as well. This is the Kash is here in print. He doesn't tell you where it's from. He found it in Shutmar Sham, but he doesn't tell you where. We're still that far yet, but it's in. It's not only Big Kriyatzon, it's in the Zircha Betzal. That you can get on the screen. Moshe will send it to you, you'll send it to everybody else. How to get it. So, what is his answer? Moshe, put it back and we see his answer. Yeah. I can't read the screen too well. This is what he answers. He answers that the only time we say Kriya Lechud is an independent machlokas and Kriya. But when there is a machlokas and avelas, the resultant dispute, nafkamina for Kriya, then we are making. How does it know? It's a mefurish gemara. Mefurish gemara. Or turn to the gemara on both sides. Chaf and base. Mefurish gemara. Chaf and base. Chaf and base. You know, Rav Osai is a machlokas and a chofam and aleph to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanan, Shmur Rechokah. Rav Osai, how long does the Shmur Rechokah go? Tana Rabbanan, right? Before Shigamara. Rav Osai, give a look. Shmur Rechokah. What's it then? How long do you have to hit Kiva? Echa Shmur, Chacham is the fifth white line. Who's Mekel? Rabbi Akiva. Akiva's Mekel. After Shloshim, it's only one day. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva's a Mekel. Rabbi Akiva, who I'm a Shmuel, Halachi, Rabbi Mekel, Biyavil. Oh, so the stat of the Shmuel Rechoka, the famous din, if you only keep an hour, we'll get to the details later. We may mention once a little bit last week. Could be passed like a Mekiyah that could make a Biyavu. That's in Chafam and Alf. A Mefurish Gemara. Now look at Chafam and Beis. Chafam and Beis, on both sides of Shaila, Chafam and Beis says the Heilige Gemara like this. Tony, Rab Adab, the Min Kesu, came to Rabbi Yochanan, about the 12th line. Shama Shmua Krova B'Shabbos, the Moshe Shabbos, Nasim Rechoka. Eina Noah Galiyah Mecha. Fine. Korea or in a Korea? Do you rip or don't you rip? Do you rip or don't you rip? What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? Says Rashi Xaviat, Hashomea Shmur Rechoka. You rip or don't you rip? This is a general machlokas. Is it Kriya by Shmur Rechoka or not by Shmur Rechoka? Zok the Heilige Gemara. Look at the Gemara here carefully. Ramani Amma in a Korea, Khanina Amma Korea. Amma Le Ramani, the Rabbi Khanina Bishma, the Didi, I mean in a Korea, Hainan Glow, Ika, Avela Shiva. Ella Didaf, I'm in Korea, Kriya Below Shiva, the Ika. Hello, Batanya, Bada 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 Bada, all of the Ima. Wait a second. Kriya the Chud, Avela Sakhud. Why is the Gemara linking these two together? Gewalt. We pass, we don't do Kriya, why not? Even though Rabbi Osai, the machlokas is in Hilchas Kriya over here, since the issue of Kriya depends upon what? Upon Avelis, we're making an Avelis, and the subsequent Kriya we also make. A beautiful rare of Dablitsky Zatzal brings from this Gemara that answers the Marasham's Kash. The Marasham is that the only reason we pass from the Kula on the seventh day is that luckily we make a Biyavo, Kriya Lechud. But comes to Zichron B'Tzal and answers, that's a machlokas and Hilchos Kriya, this long, that long, don't do it Avelis. But a machlokas and Kriya which depends upon Avelis, we make on the Avelis, we make on the result of Kriya as well. So far, so good. Did you find that in the Zichron B'Tzal, Moshe, or you just couldn't find it there? Did you find that answer? I'd love to put it on the screen, people can see it. Oh. Ulam Nira Lavi Raya Megamara, the Mokam Kulek Avelis. Hagam to mitzad aloch to make a bubble. The message kriya. Oh, the fairish. Thank you. Have chaf because of machlokas. Chaf on the base. The komad amin the less of the shiva b'shmur rechoka who mitzad aloch to make a bubble. Umash with the have a shiva b'shmur rechoka b'shabekorim. the Korma Shavua Krova. Chacham lehed yomo echad shavua Korma Shavua Krova. Vehishu zela zela chalmidi. By Chazina, the Biru, the Begavel, that's the Lamelus, Agam, the Mitzad of the Halacha Bechule, can make a Babel, less than the Gamma Olsen, Dina Kriya, Miskaiman, Rakbios, Shiva, Meridik. Beautiful answer, no? Rav Shech, the Shlid is a different answer. If you can put Bikri Atzon on the screen, it'll be even better. You get it. It's Simon Lamed Ches, Os Aleph. It's on page Reish Lundov. It's an amazing answer. Amazing answer, yes. The Gemara is on Chavdala Men Aleph. Kosh Kera, Shele Meshaz Chimun, Eno Kera. I read you the Gemara before. Hikshu was a, it's a Brysa. Hova Kol Shiva, and Bola Hachlof Machlof the Korea. Kitanya hi before of the emo. Upashis mashmo sa gemara, at the very end of page Reshman Bar. The more the base alocha in the Kriya. One alocha, Kerash and Bashaskimu. A second alocha, Karabatos Kvot of the emo. And here Lomar, the Dafka have Kriya the Bashaskimu. Who da be dindifne atzmo? Shalobi Torah Silkos Avelis. Vazet koi divya gemara shama chavam and base. Next page, Reish Nun Zayin. The Ramina Bikri Alav Kiryamek. Mashegin Bikerash and Betoch Shiv Alav Avimo. She'eva Bishas Chimum. He's already 6 days into the Shiv. The Chimum passed away. Ve'eva Mitoas Chovas Kriya. Ale Mitoas Chovas Avimo. Koloma Shim Michelin Miminiud Avelos. Does it look back on Tzimiyud Ches? If the sixth day is not the Chaschimum, come up on the seventh day. What a beautiful, beautiful answer. What a fantastic, fantastic answer. A great answer. A great answer. Rav Osai, only one problem. You pass on the Kula by Shmur Rechoka. Gevalt. Why? He said, look back when I wrote the Simon Yud Ches. Osios Dalet and Hay. So let's look back. Simon Yud Ches. I know we have to stop in a minute. Simon Yud Ches, Os Dalet. Rav Shech, Rav Shlit is aware of this problem. But his answer is quite remarkable. And frankly, I don't think it's obvious. I don't think it's obvious at all. He says over here as follows. He says as follows. That when it comes to the Shmur Rechoka, it's not considered a Shas Chimum, and therefore you're not with it. It's on page Kuf Aleph, column 2. As follows. After the Amal Kalim Avel Skul Kriya Lechud, Hendavka B'Shmur Krova, Ika Shas Chimum. The Inyan Chiyuv Akriya Hu Lahara Sheshko Hagosh Eskimu. But, a Shmur Rechoka is not that way. A Shmur Rechoka is not considered to be in the category of Shas Kimum. He writes as follows on the very top line. Shmur Rechoka Kanire, Lekha Dai Chimum, Lechaya Bikriya. Mashakora, I love it, Ima, Phil Shmur Rechoka. Looks back at Lamed Ches and quotes references both. If you ask me, it's counterintuitive. A person said his father died. Yeah, he died a month ago. There's no Shas Chimum. It matters with Tzius. Yeah, he died a month ago. There's less Chimum. He died yesterday. In the old days, they always found out a month later. There's no telephones. There was less Chimum then. I found that a little bit hard to understand. So, but what are you going to do? My time is up. Tomorrow, we'll try to continue in these halachos and mitzvos of Yom Kippur. B'siyata d'shmaya. Okay. This means only where to find that Chaim and Rachel Shmaya Shalom. That's the mystery. Yeah, still a mystery. I'm sorry. It's excellent.